Hey, Doc.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. You doing all right?
All right. I got you sitting in here. I didn't know.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to take my blood pressure a little bit. They told me.
Oh, that's what they're doing.
Yes, sir.
Well, all right.
Yeah.
You might not even be able to do that DOT today.
Well, I'm not
doing so hot, huh?
I don't know. I guess I should have took my medication earlier. Well, I should have done.
Took it late?
Yeah, I took it late this morning.
Well, maybe. You checking your blood pressure at home, sir?
Yeah.
So when you check it
off,
did this few hours ago or what?
Mm-hmm.
Today? Or when did you get off work?
Yeah, I got off work.
Yeah. Well, all right. When did you get off work?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah. As long as
it's
okay, but you got till tomorrow to get it done.
Yeah.
You guys always wait till the last minute.
Yeah.
That adds to the excitement.
Yeah.
Too, right?
I didn't realize it was that late, man. I rushed over here.
Yeah, well, no, that's all right. I'll be here tomorrow, too. So we just need to work through here. You know, it's too hard to pass you now.
Yeah.
And you need to get documentation and all the time.
Yeah.
So, what I'd like you to do, and if it comes down just staying here for a bit, that's fine. We can go ahead and do it.
Okay.
Otherwise, we're going to have you go home and check your blood pressure. Now, write it down on a piece of paper.
Okay.
Once or twice, take all your medications like you can do, and come back tomorrow. But be sure to check it in the morning when you get up in the morning and everything like that. As long as you're getting normal blood pressure readings, then we'll be okay, even if it's a little high here, right? But if it stays high, then you might have to change your medicines around.
Well, they just changed it. So
when did they change it?
Dr. Robinari over at Lebanon, he changed it.
The cardiologist?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what happened? What did he do?
It went down to
do it. Well, how did he change it? That was the other thing. Okay.
Yeah, it was high. And then they went on that day, my stress test the other time.
When did you have all that done? That's okay.
Yeah.
Pretty recent, right?
Yeah, it's pretty recent. And he changed it because when I did my stress test, it was 185 or 110. And then they did my stress test and it came down to normal. So I was weird. So I passed the stress test, he said, but he wanted to up my medication and put me on a different type.
But you're not sure offhand what they are?
Let me see if I can figure out what they are. Yeah, picture of it. No, it's not that high.
When you saw him a couple of months ago, have you seen him since then?
No, I'm not good.
When are you supposed to go again?
I think it's about 7.
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we're still in the same situation wherever it is. When you come tomorrow, make sure you have all that information for me and everything.
Okay.
Make everything on your.
So if it don't go down within another 20 minutes here, I have to come back tomorrow. Is that okay?
Oh, I mean, you want the DOT?
Yeah.
I can't pass you without
a little bit more evidence. Yeah, no.
So it's, well, here, I mean, before you were on different things. I mean, if you don't mind, bring all your medicines with you so we know exactly what they're going to be taking here. Could
yeah, I usually take a picture and I can't find it.
Well, that's a good idea. That's good enough.
Yeah.
Because
some of that stuff's hard to pronounce, and so I just bring it with me. My wife and I used to work in the medical field. She's a little lady, her little girl comes in all the time.
Yeah.
She's always good.
Well, yeah, you just kind of trust him. How he's going to take care of you. Right?
Yeah, I got to start taking pictures, making but you get them to me all the time. Yeah, I don't have it. I thought I had it.
But that's okay. We're not going to deal with it. I don't have to have the medicines if your blood pressure's okay, but
it's
probably not going to go down. But all that might aggravate everything. Just, take some deep breaths, try to relax a little bit, and check it again for you. I think you're probably going to have to come back.
Yeah.
We're here at 8 in the morning, so we need to get
to work. I have to go to work, and then I should do that.
What time do you go to work? You go early?
Sure. I get off at 3, and I get there at 4. I leave at 4:15 to go about 5:15.
But the thing to do is to check your blood pressure in the morning when you get up.
Okay, you got it.
In the morning. You can take your medicine first if you want, but in the morning, even before and after, you need documentation.
Oh, with all you? Documentation.
You don't have to have a normal blood pressure in the office. It's my discretion, okay? But if you can show me evidence,
yeah,
your blood pressure.
Pictures of it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, you got to have something so we can cipher it out and understand the timing and everything like that. It's really easy just to write down a piece of paper, but
you
don't
have to do that. It's heavy, right? I understand.
Yeah.
I was concerned why it was so high. Well,
he was concerned, too. He changed your blood pressure medicines, and he thought, well, that'll probably take care of it, but you're still a problem.
The average is about 78 to 79, 82 sometimes after the medicine takes effect.
Okay, but the medicine, so it's high before you take the medicine? The medicine should be a continuous thing. You're just
kind of... It is. It's just... I got a stressful job.
I know.
At the end of the day, it's a little high, but it's not that high. That was high.
So that's why we need... If you're taking the medication the right dose, your blood pressure should stay... It might go up a little bit if you're exerting yourself, running, something like that. You're just getting stressed at work. That's not good, right? Especially not be making. I mean, we need to control it so it doesn't go up like that. Because you could be having, you could get really upset at work, and your blood pressure might go sky high. How do we know how high it's going to go? Or do you have to work out in the heat and stuff, or you just have that can be a big thing.
Sometimes I wish I was a mechanic.
Some people. Hard to deal with, and sometimes we're hard to deal with, I guess. But, all right, sir. So let's see, maybe just talking about things.
I'll do that.
We'll get through it, okay?
Yes,
you've got a cardiologist and everything. So
yes, sir.
And worse comes to worse, I could get him to sign off on the blood pressure part.
I mean, it's not a big deal.
Oh, he would have to make a little note. I can confirm with him that. He's treating you in your control. So that's the thing with DOT. They don't want people out there running around with their blood pressure high, not even knowing.
No, I don't blame them. Yeah, I don't blame them.
But you got the cardiologist already, so we won't have any trouble getting it
out. Okay.
All right. Thank you. I'll keep them walking.
Yeah. So
y'all got him laying there, right? I don't think it's going to... come down, but he's going to come tomorrow and check it at home. And
okay, so
we do it, but give him a few minutes and check it just to see what happens. It's not going to come down. It's got to be below 140 over 90.
Okay.
And that's quite a ways right now.
Okay.